Wednesday marks the first official day on the job for Ron Klain, the new Ebola czar. Klain will head up the government's effort against the deadly virus both at home and in West Africa. Klain's work begins as an NBC freelance cameraman leaves the Nebraska Medical Center after testing negative for the virus. On social media, he wrote, "The knowledge that there's no more virus in my blood is a profound relief. I'm so lucky. Wish everyone who got sick could feel like this." Also good news for Dallas nurse Nina Pham, the first to contract Ebola while caring for Thomas Eric Duncan. She's now been upgraded to good condition. The chief clinical officer at Texas Presbyterian Hospital, where Pham worked, sat down with CNN and admits the hospital, quote, fell short in their treatment of Duncan.
We missed a diagnosis on the 25th and 26th, and we've said over and again that that's something that we deeply regret wish we could have hit the diagnosis right then.
Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security announced anyone traveling from the Ebola-plagued areas of Liberia, Guinea, or Sierra Leone must land at one of five U.S. airports where enhanced screening measures are now in place. That list includes New York's JFK International, Washington Dulles, New Jersey's Newark Airport, Chicago's O'Hare, and Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta. Ebola has killed more than 4,500 people in West Africa.